USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Police say a shooting outside a funeral home in Northeast Washington, D.C. was a targeted attack.
It's unfortunate that someone would be so brazen to do such an act, let alone at a funeral. I mean, how low can you be?
D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti says four people were shot and one person is dead. That shooting broke out this afternoon outside the Stewart funeral home. The suspect is still at large. The man who opened fire in a Kentucky bank Monday, killing five and injuring several more, had just recently bought the rifle he used in that shooting.
He purchased the weapon used in this tragic incident on yesterday on April the 4th. He purchased the weapon legally.
At a press conference this morning, Louisville Police Chief Jacqueline Gwynn Villarroel also said the 25-year-old gunman was a current employee at the bank. A vigil for the victims will be held Wednesday afternoon. The founder of Theranos must wait out her conviction appeal in a jail cell. A judge ruled that while Elizabeth Holmes isn't a flight risk, he doubts her conviction will be overturned even if she wins her appeal. She was sentenced to more than 11 years in prison for defrauding investors of the falsified blood testing startup. The Biden administration has a plan to stop the flow of fentanyl into the United States. It includes sanctions to financially cripple illegal drug syndicates in Mexico and a ramping up of efforts to target money laundering activity related to drug trafficking. The global economy is in a better state than expected despite the ongoing war in Ukraine. That's according to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
Prices of commodities like food and energy have stabilized. Supply chain pressures continue to ease, and global growth projections remain higher than they were in the fall.
Yellen reiterated that the banking system remains sound and she doesn't anticipate a downturn in the U.S. economy. This is USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Former President Trump's lead over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in a potential Republican primary matchup is growing. A new Morning Consult poll shows Trump has 33 points on DeSantis, with 56% of the vote to DeSantis' 23%. That's Trump's biggest lead since the poll tracking began in December. Former Vice President Mike Pence comes in third at 7%, and Nikki Haley is in fourth with 2%. According to the CDC, cases of sexually transmitted infections skyrocketed in 2021. Cases jumped by 7% in 1 year to more than 2.5 million. More than half of those reported cases were chlamydia. President Biden has signed a bill ending the national COVID emergency.
The GOP-led resolution was opposed by most Democrats in the House, but the White House has said it would not veto the measure if it made it to Biden's desk. The White House wanted to wind down the national emergency on May 11th. The measure, however, gives states the go-ahead to start winding it down right now. I'm Skip Kelly.
NBA star Brittany Griner says she's ready to open up about the unfathomable experience of being arrested and incarcerated in Russia. Griner says she's working on a book about her experience that should be released in the spring of next year. She was arrested last year at the airport in Moscow on drug-related charges and detained for nearly 10 months, much of that time in prison. She was finally freed in exchange for a notorious Russian arms dealer who was being held by the U.S. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Want to grow your business but don't know where to start? Good leads. Leads are how you get customers, tax help, legal, insurance, home improvement, investment services, and more. Don't pay for someone else's used up leads. Get new customers now on any budget with Leads Direct for your business at FastLeadsNow.net. FastLeadsNow.net will advertise your business on radio stations like this one, but you only pay for the leads you need. FastLeadsNow.net. FastLeadsNow.net. That's FastLeadsNow.net.